Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Sinn Féin today published plans to give 100,000 more students a school bus place. The school bus plan is costed at €250 million. And it would see transport made available to primary school students living 1 kilometre from their school. To discuss this further, I'm joined by Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on education, Saoirse Clark, and also Fergal Barton, chair of the School Transport Committee for Coach Tourism and Transport Council of Ireland. You're both very welcome to the programme. Saoirse Clark, I might ask you, first of all, how do you plan to give 100,000 more students a school place on a school bus?
And good afternoon, Fergal. We in Sinn Féin have taken the school transport review. You may remember that very weighty and lengthy piece of work that was undertaken by the Department of Education that began back in 2021. And we've looked at the proposals that are contained in it. And we do believe the vast majority of option one is actually deliverable. And that is the option that we have chosen should we lead the next government as to where it is that we would like to see school transport get to. We do believe that this is possible to do. We believe it's necessary to do. And I am going to agree with you, Cormac, this is an ambitious plan, but school transport needs this level of ambition because the current system as it stands at the moment and the current situation as it stands at the moment, so many parents on Sunday evening receive a text message to say that the school bus wasn't going to be running on the Monday morning.
But before
morning,
we get to that, isn't it the same ambition that the government and the Department of Education have? Because they've given us a statement saying that they're working to achieve the report's recommendation of expanding access to the scheme so that an additional 100,000 pupils can be carried by 2030. So don't you share the same ambition then? How will you do it, though, is the question.
What we are committing to do is to actually outline and committing to putting in place the resources to implement the school transport scheme review, which is not something that government have done. And this year, this September, they have two pilot programmes, which would beg the question, why do you need a pilot programme if you already have such a substantial review?
So what would you
but
do?
Our document today outlines the financial commitment that's needed. We are making a commitment to making that available to both the private and the public sector coach operators and bus operators. And Sinn Féin wants to invest this money over the course of the time of the next government. Now that is a period of 5 years. As I said, this is very ambitious, but this is where school transport needs to be.
Okay, so can I get some specifics from you? How many extra drivers do you need for an additional 100,000 pupils?
Well, as I said earlier on at a press conference that was held in Leinster, this will depend very much on what the county by county need is of it.
Overall,
I
though,
could
I'm
say
saying.
To you, I could say to you, next year, the demand would indicate that we need an extra 1,600 buses. Therefore, we would need an extra 1,600 drivers. However, not all of those buses are going to be suitable for every county or every town or village in our country. So that may be more, it may be less, depending on what the need is.
But give me a range then. Okay, for an extra 100,000 students, give me a range of buses and drivers.
But that's what I have said to you. I can say to you next year, the increased number of pupils we want to see on school transport would mean that there would have to be another 1,600 buses in place,
okay,
therefore
okay,
1,600 drivers.
Right.
But that is cross-country, but that needs to be further extrapolated based on the county-by-county demand.
Okay, two quick ones. Where would you get the drivers from?
Well, we know Dublin Bus in 2023 recruited 870 drivers. And we know for the likes, and these are just examples, Cormac, that Go Ahead recruited 800 drivers over the space of 5 years. Now, we also know from engaging with the bus operators and with other providers that are operating at the moment, that there are many there who don't tender for the school transport scheme for various different reasons. We want to work with these operators. We want to work with anybody who is willing, capable, able and qualified to put a good, high quality bus service on the route to get our children to school. So we believe that it is possible to reach these targets. I'm not going to say to you that it's going to be easy, but we believe it is possible to reach these
okay.
targets.
Okay, and really
and
quickly, before I go to Fergal, something I discussed with Bus Éireann, I think, in this programme previously, the age of drivers. Would you be willing for over 70s to be school bus drivers?
I think that question often deflects from what the greater requirements are in school transport, with the greatest of respect, Cormac. The age of a driver, and yes, the 70 age is an issue. However, what is more of
an
issue?
An issue.
It is an issue, but okay, what is more of an issue is having a good quality, affordable and system where parents are confident and competent.
I know, but to have drivers, you might have to increase the age. So is that a yes or no?
But Cormac, it's only one of a myriad.
I know, and what's the answer to it?
Of issues that needs to be done. It is something that we will look at, but okay. I'm not going to get drawn into very specific issues that overall are quite small in the larger scheme of things.
Fergal Barton, can I come to you? What's your reaction to Sinn Féin's plan?
Well, look, I think it's from the CTTC, they previously welcomed the reform of school transport with the distance criteria and the additional places that would be made available for students moving forward. We did say at the time it would be extremely challenging, and it would be very optimistic to, within the time frame, to put something like that into place.
Why?
I think if you look at it currently today, the way that the system operates today, there's probably a shortage of vehicles as we currently stand at the moment. Shorter vehicles, shorter drivers, as you've discussed. There's very short lead-in times with regard to tender. The tender process this year, right up until last week, this week, operators have been only receiving confirmation that they've been successful or not successful with a tender for a particular route, which is about 5 days out. If you are successful in that, then you have to go and get a driver if you don't already have one employed and have them guard vetted and with a medical also. So the challenge is there's a very short lead-in time in the current system. So if you mirror that moving forward in the next year, two, three, or four, 5 years, and you add 100,000 students, which, you know, is certainly going to be more than 2,000 vehicles, because a lot of the students that are carried can be individual students, 2s, 3s, 4s, and 5s. Yeah. So, I mean,
so
if you add 100,000
students, 2,000 vehicles. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I would say so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But if you've got 100,000 students.
Your figures are off. Serafa.
Well, if you've got 100,000 students, and that's 50 coaches.
Hold on,
that's 50 per coach.
So I thought I thought you mentioned 1,600.
Is what I spoke of. You asked me for a specific figure. I gave you a specific figure. If you extrapolate the numbers of students that are there today, that could be on the system next year.
Okay.
Not in total.
Can I get one more specific from you? You're saying that you change the eligibility criteria and you provide students living 1 kilometre from their school with a school bus. Why? Surely we want our kids to walk to school. Do you know how long it would take a child to walk 1 kilometre? 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm not going to disagree with you on that. However, not every 1 kilometre stretch of road is safe to walk on. And that's something that you need to be very cognizant of when you're speaking of areas outside of major urban areas.
We not make them safe? Isn't it all about walking and cycling now to be environmentally friendly?
And there is another scheme out there around active travel, and that's separate to school transport. And that's one that also needs to be addressed. But that is not an issue for school transport as we speak of it here today.
Are you agreeing with me on that one, that school kids really should be walking to school if it's a kilometre away?
Only where it's safe to do so, Cormac. I hope you're not proposing that we put children on unsafe roads
obviously
to walk
not.
To school.
So why is that in your plan then?
Because that's what's part of the school transport review. And that's ultimately where the school transport review recommended to him. Bear in mind, this review was very weighty. It took a number of years to actually come through the system. And what it has come out with at the end is a very definitive point as to where school transport should be. As I said, Sinn Féin agree with the vast majority of that. There is one specific area where we do not agree with, and that's the integration of children with SEN onto mainstream school bus services. That's not included in our plan. We do believe very strongly that should be left at the discretion of the parent. So that is not included in our plans at all. Of course, a child with SEN should be facilitated on the mainstream bus if they choose to do so, but it should be at their wish.
Okay.
And we do strongly believe that the 20% that was being put forward in the school transport review is just simply unworkable and not realistic.
Can I ask you, Fergal Barton, really briefly at the end, in terms of the age of drivers and over 70s, should they be allowed to drive school buses?
Yeah, well, look, we've lobbied. There's a number of things, Cormac. We've lobbied for that extensively on this show and other shows with regard to it. We're still very much in that. I think the RSA are doing a review of that at the moment. Just a couple of things moving forward. There's an investment, Sinn Féin are saying maybe investment over 250 million to expand the capacity. But, I mean, as an association, we'd be looking at where's the investment in the vehicles. Can private operators invest in new vehicles moving forward? Because the fleets are obviously getting older and older. So will there be help with regard to the investment in that? That's one of the key issues moving forward.
Okay.
If you're looking for a newer fleet of school transport, will private operators get maybe a longer contract, or will the contracts become even shorter before you go down the line?
Okay, it seems
like
that
these,
Yeah.
But those are huge issues moving forward for operators.
Okay, and it seems like there's an awful lot of negotiation to be done. Fergal Barton of the CTTC and Saoirse Clark of Sinn Féin, thank you both very much.